Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your host, Coach Norm. Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges Podcast. For my regular listeners, you already know how much I appreciate you and your support. And to those first-timers, welcome to the podcast. If any of you hear something that you like, feel free to click the link under the description to support us even further. All right, let's go ahead and build this bridge. So today's episode, we're going to be talking about servant leadership. Say it again, servant leadership, right? Servant leadership is a philosophy built on the belief that most effective leaders strive to serve others rather than accrue power or always looking to take control. It's really about the well-being of the people that you're over or look to you as a leader, right? I know when you heard the word servant leader together, you might be wondering, well, is there a difference between just leadership and servant leadership? And the answer is yes, it's a huge difference. While traditional leadership styles often prioritize the leader's authority and control, servant leadership shifts the focus to the needs of the people and their development, right? So when we look at servant leadership, it is literally based on emphasizing the importance and the empathy and compassion towards the people. This philosophy works everywhere, right? It's not just on the job, because typically where you might be thinking I'm only talking about work, but it's not just a job. You can use this if you're a community leader. You can use this in your church as well. And I can tell you this, that not everyone has had a leader that possessed these types of qualities. But I can tell you, once you've experienced a leader with them, you'll never want anything else. I can promise you that. Doesn't mean you're always going to get it, but you're going to always want somebody that's in a servant leadership position over you or working with you, right? And I just want to talk about five of them real quick. Now, there are plenty of other examples out there, but I just want to talk about five. I'm just going to point them out and then we're just going to talk, all right? So here's a quality of a good servant leader. One, and by the way, these are in no particular order, but this is just how I have them listed out. A servant leader honors others before themselves. Remember, I said it's about the people. A servant leader inspires the vision before setting the course, right? So before creating the overarching plan, they want your input. They want to inspire you to see what you have to bring to the table. Number three, a servant leader always chooses ethics before profit. Now, I said profit because we can tie that one again to everything. To the job, to the community service, and even to the church. They always choose what's right. Number four, they empower others before looking for personal gain. They want to see what you have. They want you to succeed. They want you to flourish right along with them. And then number five, they serve with humility. All right. They have a humble spirit. OK, why is humility important? Right. A humble person is not arrogant. They're not too proud. They're modest in their approach toward you. Now, I just want to be clear. Don't think for a moment that a person that genuinely cares about your well-being will simply be a pushover. That's not always the case. That person, that servant leader, they're in a position, they are humble, but they also need to understand, and most of them do understand, that they still have a job to do. They still have an assignment to complete, right? They understand that having these qualities come with people, unfortunately, wanting to test them. But having that contrast and overcoming is usually what continues to make them successful. Servant leaders are always studying situations and people to find new ways for the company, the event, or even the church to succeed based on the capabilities of the people. So now, by now, I know you're thinking, I know you got somebody in mind that fits this mold, right? And it's starting to make a little bit more sense as I speak. Are you in leadership? Are these some qualities that maybe you should be adopting? Only you truly know that if you're a leader or a servant leader. But I will say this, take stock in the people that you lead. You got to ask yourself certain questions, right? Are they responsive or combative? Am I saying, am I doing all of the right things to empower them, right? Am I honoring what they bring to the table? Am I serving them with humility? You see, we got to be honest with ourselves about the way we lead. We have to be honest with ourselves with what people tell us when they give their feedback on how we're leading. So keep that in mind as you continue in your path to whatever leadership or whatever goals you have in life. I do want to shift gears for a second, because you already know that here in Building Bridges, we're going to talk about the Word of God, right? Because I love how the Word of God breaks down everything that we need in this life. So very quickly, Jesus, he explained to his followers, right, that even their practice of leadership was to be distinctly different than the self-seeking, self-serving, and domineering style of leadership often found in the world. And when I say the world, I'm just simply saying in the workplace, in a situation where nobody really cares, that leader is just worried about them, all right? If you've ever been called to leadership in the church, on the job, in your community, you cannot be like everyone else. As a matter of fact, even in your relationships, you can't be like everyone else. It doesn't mean that you're not a leader just because you are not currently in a leadership role or position. Always remember that great leaders were once great followers. Now, because we're in the church, I'm still talking about the church for a second. A good servant leader in the church serves God through investing in the people so that together they may accomplish a task for God's glory. Notice I said that the glory belongs to God and not the leader. So should the same be on the job, right? It should be about the betterment of the company or the project, whatever it is, right? We have to get to a point where we understand that in a leadership role, it's really not about you. It's not about me. It's about us, right? Well, let me show you real quick how the Word of God backs this up. Jesus is having a conversation with his disciples, right? And he says to them, "Ye know that which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them." Next, "But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you, who's the leader, shall be your minister." And then it says here, "And whatsoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all." I'm going to give you another take on it. That was from Mark 10, verses 42 through 44. I'm going to give you another take on it in Matthew 20. "But Jesus called unto them and said, you know that you are the princes of the Gentiles, exercising dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. Whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whatsoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant." Now, if you are not a Bible reader, or you're a person that doesn't go to church, let me just break down very quickly what Jesus is saying. What Jesus is telling us in these scriptures is that the more you lead, the more elevated you are, the higher you go, the more of a servant you become. You see, it's always about the people that we're helping. It's always about having a selfless attitude or mindset in regards to the people. That is why there is a huge difference between leadership and servant leadership. The servant leader is genuinely concerned about the masses succeeding and not just them. They're concerned about having a relationship with the people and not just what they can do to make them look good. Servant leadership can be used in the workplace. It can be utilized in your community. And clearly, it can, will, and should be utilized within the church. It's about the people and not about you. I said earlier that it's clear, right, that in order to be a good leader, a great leader, that person or you would have to be a great or good follower. It's important. It's hard to lead people and tell someone what to do if you have no clue on what it's like to be in their shoes, or you have no clue what it's like to have been in the position that they are currently in. And so if you are a leader, I pray that this helped. And as always, I do pray that something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. I have so much more to say on this topic, but I want to keep it short and sweet. Maybe I'll come back and do a part two. But y'all keep building those bridges, and God bless.